Martin of Tours, who lived in the 4th century, was first a Roman soldier, then a monk, and finally a bishop. Many of you will be familiar with the legend how, on a bitterly cold day, Martin met a beggar who was shivering in the cold. Martin cut his cloak in two, giving half to the beggar. That night, in a dream, Martin saw Christ dressed in the half cloak, which called to mind Christ's own words, "Whatever you did to the least, you did to me." In another vision, the devil appeared to Martin in the guise of Christ, dressed in royal robes. But Martin wasn't deceived. "Where are your wounds?" he asked. And the devil immediately disappeared. Easter does not empty Good Friday of its meaning. Christ's wounds are the proof of his identity. On that first Easter Sunday evening, the disciples were gathered in a room behind locked doors. The experience of Good Friday had left them a shattered, fear-filled group. Not only were their hopes dashed, but remorse had gouged a deep wound in their hearts. They had abandoned and denied the one they called Lord and Master. But now, to their amazement, Jesus came and stood among them and showed them his hands and his side, and in doing so, touched their wounded hearts. His word, the balm that healed their remorseful hearts. "Peace be with you," he said. On that same evening, Thomas was absent when Jesus came. Later that evening, Thomas flatly refused to accept the word of the other disciples that they had seen Jesus. He would need to see and to touch Jesus for himself. "Unless I see the holes that the nails made in his hands and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe." Thomas was only prepared to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead if he could actually probe the wounds with his own fingers. Such an experience would prove conclusively for him that the resurrection wasn't wishful thinking on the part of the other disciples. 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came and stood among them. Then Jesus invited Thomas to probe his wounds. "Put your finger here. Here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side." Now the tables were turned, because with this challenge, "Doubt no longer but believe," it was Jesus who probed Thomas's heart. Jesus, in showing Thomas his wounds, gave Thomas the courage to acknowledge his own wounds. It was through Jesus' wounds that he saw God, and thus declared, despite his wounded faith, "My Lord and my God." Our faith may be wounded by denial, as was Peter's. It may be wounded by doubts, as was Thomas's. It may be wounded by fear, as was that of the other apostles. Our faith may bear the wounds of the various forms of sinful temptations, obsessions, and neglects. But it is only by acknowledging those wounds do we find healing. Looking upon the wounds of Jesus moves us not only to faith, but gives us the courage to acknowledge our own wounds. Awareness of our wounds and of our sinfulness opens us up to regret and repentance and the humble acceptance of the Lord's healing forgiveness. It is ironic that the disciple who doubted most gave expression to the greatest praise given to Jesus in the Gospels, "My Lord and my God." Yet Jesus reserved his greatest praise not for Thomas, of whom he said, "You believe because you can see," but for those who have not seen, yet believe. Should we, like Thomas, seek proof that the risen Lord has touched our lives? Remember, in every Mass, Jesus offers us his wounded and risen body. We touch him, and he touches our lives, and he breathes upon us his own spirit of peace. On Good Friday, the wounds of suffering humanity became Christ's wounds. Should we ignore the misery of the world through indifference or cowardice, we are refusing to see and to touch Christ's wounds. And thus our declarations of "My Lord and my God" would ring hollow. Ours is not to be a one-way faith. It receives, but also gives, accepts, but also responds. If the Lord's peace is truly in our hearts, then we are a source of hope, light, and joy for others. If the Lord has lifted us up, then we must find it in our hearts to forgive others. If we who are fed on the sacramental glorified body of Christ, then we respond in turn to the hunger in others. Hunger for food, friendship, encouragement. Such a way of living is the proof that the Lord has touched our lives. Lord, you said to Thomas, "Give me your hand." Take my hand, Lord, that I may touch those considered the least, and so bring your love and peace to places of pain. Amen.